Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, the day that no one else knows what is in today. No one has ever been in this day. And today is May 1st, the first day of May of 2020. So we are so excited with what God is doing. And we are so excited for his love, because we do know that it is not by might, it's not by power, but it is by his love, it is by his spirit that we are here. So we are so grateful and so thankful for the love of Christ to allow us to come right here at the prayer, praise, and deliverance, this Circle of Friends Ministries. And we count it a blessing. We count it as favor to be here and just to call unto the Lord and to stand on the gap and intercede for others and pray for each other. So we are excited. As I stated, today is May 1st, 2020. So we're going to start this morning by prayer. And we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the eternal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth. You are our maker. You are our creator. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready, Father. We are ready to receive all what you have installed for us today. We are ready, Father, to operate and function under the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Spirit and the teaching of the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we respect you, we adore you, we appreciate you for being our God. For we know, Father God, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank you, Father, that you loved us before we knew you, and you have prepared everlasting life for us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father, this morning that the same everlasting life, the same peace, same love, healing, and restoration you have given us. We want it, our family members, our friends, our relatives, and our co-workers, and those who do not know you, Father, in our communities, in our states, cities, nationally, Lord, and internationally. We want the whole world, Father, for everyone to get to know you. Because it is your desire, Father, it is your desire that all men should not perish, but would have to come to repentance and have everlasting life. That if any man confesses their sins and surrender their life to you and open up their mouth and confess you as Lord and Savior of their lives, yes, that is your desire, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for salvation this morning and deliverance for all those who are out there who are still being held hostage by the enemy and being held back by the strongholds. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what it is, whether they have killed somebody, whether they robbed a bank or they cheated on an exam or they just tell lies. It doesn't matter what manner of sin it is. You are so good and you are so gracious to forgive any kind of sin. So we call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. We call them into the kingdom this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter. And some are just being held hostage by the spirit of forgiveness. We pray, Father God, because somebody has done something to them, has offended them, or whatever it is that is causing them to hold a grudge, and they are taking on that bitterness and that anger towards you, blaming you on what other people have done. We pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you soften their hearts, Father. Touch their hearts, Lord. Draw them, Lord. Draw them unto you, that when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, some are under the influence of substance abuse. It can be alcohol or any form of drugs, whether prescription drugs or illegal drugs. It really doesn't matter. You are a mighty God, Father. You are a deliverer. You can deliver them, Father. You can heal them, Father. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. So we pray, Father God, for their salvation, their deliverance. Deliver them, Father, from this stronghold, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some are being bound for just a spirit of disrespecting themselves, Father, and disrespecting of others, Father. It can be prostitution, or it can be human trafficking or drug trafficking, whatever it is. Even some come to an extent of abusing children. All the abusers, the molesters out there, we call them forth into the kingdom, that they come to salvation, come to repentance, Lord, and surrender their lives, Father, unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you are a deliverer. You are a savior. You are an able God. There is nothing that is impossible with you, Lord. We pray, Father God, some are being held hostage by the evil spirits, by these demons. Yes, even depression, someone who is depressed and still deny God and still refuse to surrender to God. I rebuke this spirit of depression, of anxiousness, of frustration, any stress. I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus to release the people of God. Let them go. They don't belong to you. They are God's children. They are God's creation in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority, Father, this morning over this suicidal spirit that is invading people. In the name of Jesus, that people are losing the desire to live. They are losing the desire of life. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So you demon of suicide, you demon of death, I command you by the authority and the power I get from the blood of Jesus that you have no power over the creation of God. In the name of Jesus, for our God, our Lord Jesus came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Our God is a burden lifter. There is no burden that you cannot lift, Father. There is no heaviness that you cannot carry. So we pray, Father God, that all those who are being drawn back and drawn down by the evil down, we call them forth. We pluck them out, Father, right now by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, for our God, you are a God who can turn desert places to become fruitful places. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a destined fixer, Lord. You can fix any destiny and put it straight, Father, removing any and every obstacle that might try to hinder. In the mighty name of Jesus, even poverty, Lord, you are a God who can pull us out of any kind of poverty, whether spiritual or physical or financial, you can pull us out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are still God. You reign, Lord. You reign. You are sitting on the throne. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, this morning for healing, Lord. You are a healer, Lord. You came so that we might have life more abundantly, including health, Father, good health. That will have good health. So I pray, Father God, for those who have any manner of sickness, including our brothers and sisters out there. And some of us, we even have family members who are affected by this demon that is trying to invade the nations. But we know it's not going to happen because we have a mighty God. You demon of coronavirus and COVID-19, we strangle you by the blood of Jesus, making people sick and taking people's lives. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are in a new month and we are believing for the newness and new things God has prepared for us. We know some states are already opening businesses and people are beginning to go out there. We do not allow the devil to take advantage of this situation and trap people and bring them back again. We pray for wisdom, Father, that every individual become wise and vigilant in all what they do, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for healing, Father. In Jesus' name, mental, Father, healing, emotional, Lord, physical healing, spiritual healing, financial healing, even relationship-wise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. All manner of disorders, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are a healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases, Lord. We honor you, Father God, this morning. Yes, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, any cancerous diseases, it doesn't matter what kind of a cancer, there is no cancer that the blood of Jesus cannot reach. There is no disease that the blood of Jesus cannot reach. So you demon of brain cancer, bone cancer, lung cancer, or breast cancer, whatever cancer you are, pancreas cancer or bladder cancer, prostate cancer, any organic cancer, any glands cancer, we curse you this morning with the blood of Jesus, that you have no power, you have no authority or power on the creation of God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for healing is the bread of the children. We pray, Lord, that your children receive the bread of healing this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Even your people, Father, right here at this prayer line, those who are listening right now and those who will listen in the future, anyone who is sick, whatever manner of sickness it is, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Anyone, even when the blood has been tested and said it's impure, we purify it, we inject them, infuse them, the blood of Jesus. I thank you because the blood of Jesus does not lose its power. In the name of Jesus, it healed then, it heals now, and it heals tomorrow. For our God, you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We pray, Father God, this morning for families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Single family homes, blended family marriages, in the name of Jesus, for the parents, the children, Father, to have a good relations, Lord, a good relationship, Father. We just pray for the spirit of rebellious on the children, just the disobedience and just not listening. I just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the parents should obey also the parents to not to provoke their own children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and children to obey their parents, for this a command, Father, and it is a command with a promise that they will live long in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I just pray, Father, against any abusive relations that is out there, any manner of abuse, Father, spousal abuse, child molestation, else senior citizen abuse. We come against you, you abusive spirit, you manipulative spirit. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those abusers that they be exposed and come to repentance. If they refuse to repent, Father, some of them, even if they repent, they still have to be dealt with our natural laws here, Father. In the name of Jesus, and some of them need to be rehabilitated, be counseled, and whatever it takes. But above all, Father, that they repent unto you and turn to you, Father, because I know you are a deliverer. You can deliver them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Father God, this morning. We pray for the youth, Father, our young people. Yes, these are the game changers. These are the future of our this is our future leaders, our future family heads of families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I pray for our youth, Father, that they'll be protected, Father, and guidance, Lord. Some they need even some role models, some mentors. Raise up men and women of wisdom to mentor these young people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And some in these community programs, Father, and services and resources to help them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that our young people will grow up and develop good, positive skills and positive way of doing things, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know majority, a big percentage of young people live in a single parent home. But Father God, you do not run out of resources. You take care of your own, Father. We pray, Lord Jesus, that there will be good programs to promote our young people to do what is right and mentor them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, Father God, we continue to pray for the church, the body of Christ. Christ, our spiritual leaders, Father, different ministries, all ministries that believe in the word of God, that are word-based ministry. They believe that Jesus Christ is the living, is alive. He is the Son of God who came on this earth and he was crucified and died and buried. But on the third day, he rose again. Those Christian churches, Father, with those leaders, Lord, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, we pray for them this morning. The missionaries, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for your anointing, Father, over them. You protect them, Father, that they will preach and teach the Rhema word, the word of God, the life-giving word, the life-changing word, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for them, Father, these spiritual leaders, Father, in our local churches, in our city churches, in our state churches, Lord, even nationally, Lord, internationally, all around the continents, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you anoint them, Father, as they preach the word, as they teach the word, Father. Give them your anointing that the word will be demonstrated by signs and wonders, Father. Touch their bodies, that no sickness or disease attack them. Protect and shield their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the missionaries out there, Father, they have left their loved ones to go out there. Some are down in Africa there, Father. Some are all the way up in Asia, everywhere, Father. Missionaries, we pray for their protection as they further your word, Father, and minister you to your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray for the whole church board committee, Father, the elders, the deacons, the ministers of music, of worship, of the youth, of the women and men, Lord, for the singles, for all manner of ministries, Father, the outreach ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for you are the one who chose them, Father. You called these people, Father, men and women, to serve you, to lead and feed your sheep, Father. For they learn from you, Lord Jesus, who is our good shepherd, the one who makes us lie down on calm waters and take us to the green pastures in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We pray for our local and national and international governments, Lord. Our president and vice president, Lord, Donald Trump and Mike Pence, Lord, and the whole executive branch, Father, and their cabinets, Lord. We just pray, Father God, that you give them wisdom, Lord, that they do what is right when they make decisions, Father, that they work together in one accord with our legislative branch, the senators, the House of Representatives, and also our judicial branch, which is the Supreme Court and the lower courts and the Congress, that all of them work together for the betterment of the people, Father. And the same setting of government is out there in other nations and other countries and other places out there internationally. We just pray, Father God, that for you, God, you have the whole world in your hands, Father. You still reign, you still control, that they work together for the betterment of nations, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for our military community, Father, all the branches, the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coastal Guards, yes, the Ministry of the Public Health Services, Father, the Commissioned Corps, Lord, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Father, our law enforcement, our EMTs, our first responders, Lord. We We just cover all bases with the blood of Jesus. We intercede for them this morning, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father, for our education system, Lord. The educators, the students, the parents or the guardians, Father, those who care for the students, Lord, the school counselors, yes, and the administrators, Lord, all those who are involved in decision making of how our education system works, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because there are some weaknesses and some leaks and some ties, that some loose ends that need to be tied, and they have been exposed because of this situation we have. And when we go back, Father, when the school goes back, it will not be school as usual, Lord. I just pray that those things that need to be straightened, that have been exposed, will be better with our education system, Father, on the local level, Father, and then it goes all the way, Father, to the college, university level, and all the way, Father, nationally, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even international, Father, there are some education systems that need to be taken care of and be straightened, Lord. We pray, Father God, that as all areas of our life, as we know it, has been exposed, those things that are weak, that need to be straightened, need to be straightened, and those things that are not necessary are need to be removed, and only those that are necessary, Lord, will stand. We do believe, even in the spiritual realm, Lord, this is a shaking, Lord, that those things that need to stand, will those things that need to remain will stand and remain, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That includes our health system and our workforce system, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you help all those regulators, Lord, in our health system, Father, the healthcare providers, including the hospitals, the pharmacies, the ambulances, the mental and substance abuse systems, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, or for the betterment of caring of the patients, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you reign, Lord. You reign. You are on the throne. We pray for the whole workforce system, Father, the employers and their employees, Father, both in the private and public and private sector, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even the faith-based sectors, Father, the administrators, those who work and administer and help our spiritual leaders. I just pray, Father God, that everything will be done in decent and in order. We worship you, Father. We honor you, Lord, for you are mighty. You are mighty. There is no any other God but you, Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We do not leave out our prayer warriors, Father, our intercessors, Father, those who stand on the gap, who build those spiritual walls and stand on the wall, serving others, Father. I just pray, Father God, that all prayer partners on this prayer line, on prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, and those other prayer lines, Father, nationwide, and I know at this time there are more of them, those whom you have now motivated and raised up, Father. I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this is not a temporal thing, but it is permanent, that we will continue praying and interceding and standing on the gap, staying on the wall, yes, in the name of Jesus, as your ambassadors, Father, as we represent you, Father, as whistleblowers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the trumpet blowers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just pray, Father God, that you bless every prayer warrior, every intercessor who intercedes, who stand on the gap, and as they do your work, Father, you do theirs, Father, in the name of Jesus, and their families, Lord, In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, for yes, we can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthens us. So this morning, Father God, we do put on the garment of praise. Yes, so that the spirit of heaviness will flee from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that when you say yes, no one can say no. We thank you, Father God, for you are an incredible God who does extraordinary things, Lord. In the name of Jesus, for there is nothing, nothing is impossible with you, Father. We call unto you, Almighty God. Yes, we thank you, Father. We honor you. You are Jehovah. Yes, Yahweh is your name. Yes, your name, Lord Jesus, is Yahweh, the mighty God, the everlasting God, the one who does not change, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Father God, yes, for making our lives feel brand new. Yes, for you said if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Thank you, Father, for the newness of life. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Father God, this morning. You are the bright and morning star. Yes, we thank you, Father, for you are from everlasting to everlasting. You are God, the creator of heaven and earth. You are our maker. We trust you, Lord, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Lord. We thank you for safety. We thank you, Father God, for if you are before us, Lord, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? Yes, we are more than conquerors, Lord, through you, Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, the lines are open, and we would like to take this moment and open our mouths and just praise God and just thank God. We don't want to petition for anything, but just praise
thank
him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell him how good
thank
he
you,
is.
Lord.
What a mighty God we
morning,
serve.
Lord.
You are the same God, the one who
Father. Even at times we don't love ourselves, but you remain God. You love us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Your precious Son, Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your
confidence. We thank you for the pain and the joy this morning. Father,
for God, your mouth is on our way. Yes, God, you commanded us. You protected us. And we thank you for that.
We shall praise your name.
Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, close your people in the
right mind right now. Let them not hear the truth. Speak into their right now in the name of Jesus. Turn their hearts and ears in the name of Jesus. Those that are committing adultery and fornication. We cry out for children, we cry out for every man, woman, boy, and girl. You're going to pour out your spirit, Lord God. The word says that you will pour out your spirit upon our flesh. Pour out your spirit, Lord God. Draw those people to you right now, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that right now, Lord God, by something, Lord God,
breathing
right now, that we need to comfort us right now, Lord God. There's someone, Lord God, that are sick, Lord God. And you are the healer. You are the doctor. You are the physician. You are the great physician. And we thank you right now. We thank you right now that we can call on you. And you will give us the medicine right now, Lord God. And we thank you right now for your word. Every word, Lord God, that we speak out of our mouth. We speak life over our family. As we go to our house, we shall be saved. We're interceding for each and every one of our family members, friends, and our neighbors. We're interceding for this whole world, the whole wide world, this universe, in the name of Jesus.
You're
calling us to come before you.
Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
As we intercede and pray,
put them right to the pool of God. Put it going down.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
We draw us all to you. Draw my family members, Lord. Let it be a change, Lord God, in this universe right now, Lord God. Jesus.
You worked it out. God. You work it all. Hallelujah.
In the midst of these prayers, thank God.
Able God. Thank you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah.
In every place right now, Lord God. You are everywhere. We thank you for that.
Watch how you see them.
Right now, Lord God, we will pray
your holy name. We will praise your name today, Lord God. Holy Spirit, have your way in every home today, right now. Pour out your anointing on the home today, Lord God. Pour out your spirit upon our young people today, God.
Morning by morning, God.
As we glorify your name today, as we lift your name,
Almighty God, Because thou didst
deliver him.
And we praise you.
Therefore, I will deliver him.
Hallelujah.
I will set him on high.
Hallelujah.
Because he had known my name. He
and
shall call
show
upon
Lord God,
me. I will
at this hour,
answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him.
Hallelujah.
He can do all things but fail, do all things but lie. We thank him. He is the way. Thank him.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Miracles after miracles.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
All your benefits.
Amen.
Thank
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Him for the peace.
Amen.
In trouble
Jesus.
Time,
Jesus.
We thank you. He
yes.
takes care
Why
of it.
Wiping our tears. Oh,
yes.
In
yes.
Jesus'
yes,
name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God we have
Amen.
Come to the top of the hour, and we praise God. You know, our God, he heard us the first time. He already heard us. And now it's time to praise him and thank him for the mighty way
uh-huh.
he is doing and acting on our behalf. So I thank God this morning, and we consider it done that he has heard our prayers,
yes.
and they are answered, and he has received our worship. He has received our praise. That is sweet, sweet fragrance in his nostrils
yes.
this morning. Because that is food. He eats our praise. He eats our worship.
Yes,
that
God.
Is food. So we thank God for the privilege to save
yes,
him breakfast this morning at this prayer line of worship and praising him. Amen. And you all have a beautiful weekend. And I decree and declare that this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. This is May.
Amen.
It's a newness. And this is the first weekend of May. Nobody
Amen.
Else knows what this weekend holds.
Yes.
But our God does. And because we have him, because we have
mm-hmm.
him, we can face it. Because he holds the future. In Jesus' name, I turn this time to Pastor Darren. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for this morning. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for what you have shared and allowed us to do as we have come together to praise the Lord. And as we're leaving today, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pastor Scholastica. I lift up Darlene Bandage, Yvonne, Jeannie, Linda, Cedric, Mary, Marie, Grace, Janice, Deborah, Sonia, Belinda, Lois, Darlene M., Juanita, Anthony, oh God, each and every one, oh God. Lord, we pray for and thank you for Sister Rosina and Mother Hill, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, today that you put a hedge of protection around us, oh God. We thank you, oh Father, that you are a wall of fire around about us, oh God, and that you set your angels around us today, Father. We thank you, Father,
yes.
that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of you, oh Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You will be the one we will trust in, oh God. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust, oh God. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, oh God. Only with our eyes will we behold and see the reward of the wicked, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we have made you, oh Lord, our refuge and our fortress. No evil shall befall us, oh God. No accident will come and overtake us, oh God. Neither shall any plague or calamity come near us, oh God. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all your ways, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, because you have set your love upon us, oh God, therefore you deliver us, oh God. We call upon you, oh God, and you shall answer us, oh God. You will be with us in trouble, and you will satisfy us, oh God, with long life, oh God, and you will show us your salvation, oh God. Not a hair of our head shall perish. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God, today that we are trusting and depending on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Kanisha, too, oh God, and Brother James, oh God, and Mother Sister Martensi, oh God, in the course, my God, my God. We just thank you, Lord, today that you cover each and every one of our cities, oh God, all of our states, oh God, all of our neighborhoods, oh God, all of our homes, Lord. We're protected by you, Father. So we thank you, Lord, for that. It's in the name of Jesus we say, hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And I decree that each one of us are covered by the blood of Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're rising as an edifice higher and higher in Jesus Christ. I love each and every one of you. Go
love
with the
you.
Spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.